Welcome to Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications, Chapter 12. If you attend the United States Military Academy in West Point, you agree to follow its honor code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. That means if you see your best friend cheat on a test, you must turn in your best friend. It doesn't matter whether that friend will never speak to you again, or all your friends decide to hate you. You've done your duty, and you do not worry about consequences. That's a high standard, and not always followed at West Point because none of us is perfect, but it's a terrific example of Chapter 11's discussion about deontology. It's about doing your duty. We're in the second of three chapters that ask, what do philosophers say, as part of our five W's and H approach to doing ethics. Last time, we thought about making ethical decisions based upon the potential consequences of those decisions. You met philosophers who said the morality of an action is often based upon the outcome of that action. In this chapter, we listen to a different set of philosophers. These philosophers are deontological in nature. That is, they're focused on the duties and obligations that we have. They say that while results might be important, what's more important is to make decisions based upon your duty. So, what is your duty? You often have role-related duties based upon your job or your station in life. If you're a student, you have duties to pay attention when you come to class, to pay tuition, and do your assignments and not to cheat. You'll find that media codes of ethics define lists of duties too, to be fair, to tell the truth, to act independently, and so on. But there may be larger duties that go beyond your occupation or job. Deontological thinkers consider the things we ought to do or not do simply because we're human. This chapter introduces you to three important philosophers who thought about duties. One is Immanuel Kant, among the most important moral philosophers of all time, and whose theories go well beyond what I can say in a few seconds. Kant said morality comes from pure reason. That is, people take ownership of moral values that can be applied in all situations. These sort of moral rules are called categorical imperatives, universal rules of behavior that should be obeyed in every situation regardless of our job or station in life or perhaps the consequences. Before you make a decision, Kant says you should think about two things. Are you doing something that you would want to become a universal law? If it's okay for you to drive 90 miles an hour down the street, then everybody should do it. Also, he says, we should be sure to treat people as an end unto themselves, not as a means to an end. Simply put, people have worth. We shouldn't use people to get what we want. Sure, we might use a source to get a news story or an audience as a way to make money, but that's different. Kant said that to be ethical, we must value the dignity of everyone. Kant's focus on duty and the motivation of the decision maker is complicated and difficult to follow. And in the business of mass media, his approach is probably too much for us to ask sometimes. We should do our duty, but we know that consequences matter. Fortunately, some other philosophers have duty-based approaches that seem to work better when doing ethics in mass media. One is the late Bernard Gert, who said that the evil deserves more attention than the good because evil can be worse than good is good. He says everyone should have the right moral attitude. They understand moral rules and obey them, but sometimes breaking a rule may be the right thing to do. A third philosopher is William David Ross, whose philosophy is one we think mass communicators should pay attention to. Ross would have us think about the right and the good, the right thing that our duty calls us to do, and the good that comes from the consequences of our actions. We think that approach has a high grip on reality for mass communicators. Ross said there are lots of duties we should do, and they're pretty obvious if you think about it. We shouldn't purposely do harm. We should keep our promises. We should pay back previous wrongs. We should seek justice. We ought to improve ourselves. We should show gratitude. And we have the duty to make the world a better place. But what happens when those duties conflict? Ross says we should determine which duty is the most important one. And that becomes the actual duty that we are obligated to keep. And he said that if you're going to violate one duty, then it's only right by keeping a much more important duty. Ross's approach makes sense when we're doing ethics in media. We balance telling the truth and minimizing harm. We balance justice against self-improvement sometimes. The duty-based philosophers in this chapter are helpful. but ultimately it's up to you to think for yourself as you do Ethics in Media.